you know, the movement as much as anything, and then the you know, the mental part in terms of talking to the guys, whether it's on the field, when I'm down on the field working with them, I get a chance to talk to them and quiz them a little bit.
That's the question I had next, was in the meeting room when they come through for 15 minutes, and then on the field you get a little more time to really see what these guys are like. Not really in a game setting, but in a competitive scenario here.
You do, and when you have the drills, and each coach who has the drills, they instruct how the drill should be executed. So you find out how well they follow directions, and you'd be surprised. Some of them aren't listening, so they don't get the total. So then they foul the drill up, and you got to stop and bring it back. But you're really, you know, you're constantly evaluating how the prospect can take, you know, instruction, you know, from that standpoint. And then the meeting rooms, you can sit or even stand there and talk to them and you know, get a feel for their football intelligence. And as important, in my opinion, is their passion for the game.
The on-field evaluation is just a small piece of the overall puzzle when you're looking at a prospect. There's still a lot more to be determined, a lot more talks on your guys' end as well. But the on-field is a big piece of the puzzle, not just one piece. Right?
No, I think it's a big piece because you get a chance to, you know, again, see how right there, you're right beside him, and you can visualize how well they've been in their stance, and then from getting out of their stance, how they move, and then on the movement, how they change direction. So it's important in my opinion.